you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the Gospel of John, the Gospel of St. John, chapter number 8. It is the Lord's desire to reign in your life. We today have an opportunity to exalt Him and to praise Him, to honor Him, and to give Him glory. What an opportunity and what a great and tremendous privilege that is. Let us today, dear friends, celebrate the many and abundant blessings that God has so graciously bestowed upon us. The Gospel of John in chapter number 8, when the Lord began to lead us to this passage of Scripture, the Holy Spirit began to reveal to us that up to this point, Jesus Christ had conveyed the word to a great mass. Now when you get to John chapter number 8, you will find there that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had gave the discourse of the light of the world. He began to narrow that message to the group that was following Him. And when you get to verse number 36 of John chapter number 8, you will find there that our Savior is putting a tremendous emphasis upon freedom. Verse 36, we will begin reading. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Oh, dear friends, when the Holy Spirit led us to this passage of Scripture, the Lord put a place upon our heart to reveal today the importance of celebrating freedom and what it means to have liberty in one's life. I thought about Jesus during this time of His ministry, how that there's no doubt in our mind that He was burdened greatly when He seen the state of those who were following Him. And I thought about that a great deal these last few days, how that the Lord Jesus Christ is no doubt saddened when He looks on the masses in our day and time. I believe, dear friends, that it is the Lord's desire to reign in your life and to bring happiness and joy and bring peace. We look at our lives today and say, well, we live in a great country. We live in a free country where that we can make choices, and that is great. And yes, we do. But living in a free country does not mean that one is not in the state of bondage. What Jesus was declaring here was not the independence of the Jews, even though they were under Roman rule. We began to focus upon that because Jesus was looking at their spiritual freedom, their spiritual liberty. He was looking at our lives, and He seemed so clearly how that sin had yoked them and cast them in a state of bondage, and the love and the peace and the joy of serving God had eluded them. My heart is burdened today because so many in the world that's around us are living in a state of sin, and they're yoked by the grip of the devil. Oh, dear friends, when I looked at this passage and the Holy Spirit Spirit began to speak to our heart. He began to show us here the state of the Jews in that day. For I can tell you that Jesus declared to them, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. What he's saying is that if you look to him in eyes of faith and you're acceptant of the wonderful gift that God has graciously given, then you will experience what it means to be truly free. I tell you today, dear friend, I can declare to you, I'm free. I have liberty in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, because Jesus liberated me. Oh, I can tell you, on the authority of God's word, I have freedom today. I may be oppressed by this old world. This old world may condemn and look down upon me, but I can declare to you, I am free because of my faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, when the Jews heard our Savior's words, they had an anger that was kindling about them. Why? It's because of the old adversary who came into their lives, and he began to wreak havoc upon who they were and the state of their being. I can tell you today, the old devil is running rampant in this old world today. His yoke of suffering and pain has a grip upon society, and so many have been held by that yoke of the devil. They've been blinded by the truth that stands before them. I tell you today, you want liberty, you want freedom, put your trust in Jesus Christ our Lord. The world cannot give you what you need. The country can't give you what you need. But I can declare to you in the truth of the Word of God that Jesus, praise his name, can. Oh, what Jesus was declaring here was this, that if you look to him, liberty will come. If you put your faith and trust in him, true independence is yours. I can tell you today, the world may decide to tie you and to bind you, but there is nothing that can prevent you today from talking to God. Nothing, nothing, nothing. No matter where you are, no matter what circumstance you may find yourself in, no matter what situations may be in your life, you can always call to the Lord. Jesus, speaking on behalf of his Father, Jesus speaking with the word from on high, began to declare to them the wonderful message of truth. And the Jews looked to him that were there that day and said, Abraham is our father. Abraham is our father. You see, dear friends, many then, as many today, are blinded to the truth. For the Jews in the midst who was in the presence of Christ declared that Abraham is our father. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, if Abraham was your father, then you would be doing the deeds of Abraham. I can tell you today, many are blinded by the false lies of the devil, thinking that because their name is recorded on a church roll and they've been dipped in a baptismal pool, they're okay. I tell you, the only way true freedom comes is when salvation reigns in your life. I can tell you today what's important is that your name is recorded in the Lord's Lamb's Book of Life. That what is what declares freedom today. The Jews thought that they were okay because of their association with Abraham. Many today think they're okay through their association with a church or religious entity. But I can tell you today what declares freedom, what brings salvation, what brings hope to one's life is faith in Jesus Christ as Lord. Well, you see, dear friends, the Bible teaches us in Mark chapter number 10 and verse number 45, where the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. What Jesus came to do and what he did was pay the price that we could not pay so that we could live free in a world that is reeking in sin and decay. A child of God had been lifted up by the Lord God Almighty above all the anguish and the pain and the yoke that sin brings. I'm thankful today I got liberty through the Lord. Aren't you? I'm thankful today that I have liberty through the Lord. Jesus desired for these Jews to have that same liberty. Jesus Christ was declaring the truth to them so that they could truly declare independence, so that they could feel liberated in their heart. But you can see by the reaction to his word and to the truth that they felt not liberated at all, because you see, the truth pricked their heart and it moved them to anger. If you proclaim Jesus Christ in our world today, you can rest assured that opposition will come. It'll come. It'll come. And people will look at you and express that they're free. But I can tell you today, on the authority of God's living, breathing, inerrant word, if Jesus Christ is not reigning as Savior, they're lost, they're bound, and they're doomed to hell. Ain't no ifs, ands, ain't no buts about it. People today says, well, if only this happened, or if only this occurred. I can tell you today, if onlys don't hold water. I can tell you today, you either are or you ain't. You are free or you're bound. I can tell you today, it's Jesus' desire that we have freedom in our lives and to live free, to live free, to know we're free. We will be celebrating Independence Day in just a couple of days. Living in a free country does not mean that one can escape slavery. You can look at our history and see that. People today think that because I am who I am and I'm associated with who I know, I'm okay. I can tell you today, dear friends, I looked at the Word of God and I began to study it in great detail. And the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 19, in verse number 9, where the Son of Man is come to seek and to save which was lost. He didn't come to redeem a friend of a friend. He didn't come for the state of association. He came to apply the blood of the Lamb to one's life through faith. That brings freedom. I thank God that we live in a free country. With all our problems and all our hardships and all the things that's going on in our land today, we still live in the greatest country in the world. God has blessed us. God has blessed us. And I began to focus upon that because God had blessed the Jews. Even under the yoke of Roman rule, the Jews were still being blessed. And they turned a blind eye to what they needed in their lives. Just like people today have turned a blind eye to what's needed in their heart today. Living free and being free. You know something today? Sin binds. Sin ties. Sin hinders. Sin is a heavy load to carry. The Bible teaches us that the way of a transgressor is hard. When Jesus was declaring this message to the Jews there that day, instead of embracing the Word of God from on high, the Bible tells us in verse 59 of John chapter number 8 that they took up stones and had a desire to stone him. But he moved through the midst of them because he was about the Father's business. You see, you want to make somebody angry today, start sharing with them the good news of the gospel and allow the Holy Spirit to point out the error of their ways. When Jesus was speaking here and the Jews' anger began to kindle, they began to have the mindset that out of sight, out of mind. He's out of the way, I don't have to think about it. Well, you see, dear friends, the same is holding true in the world in which it is that we live today. Many today is under this strong delusion thinking that everything is okay. Well, listen, if the Lord Jesus Christ is not reigning in your life, it's not okay. A lot of people think that I'm free. Oh, dear friends, to be free and to have Jesus as Lord of your life. That's why the Bible declares to us, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. We're going to celebrate the 4th of July, Lord willing, in just a few days. We're going to celebrate our nation's independence from Great Britain. We're going to celebrate how that God blessed us tremendously. But many throughout this land who will declare their freedom in truth are bound by the sin and the iniquity in their lives. When Jesus looked at the Jews there that day, he looked not at the independence of the Jewish leaders. He looked not even at the rule of the Roman generals. But what he looked at was the hearts of those that was bound, those that was enslaving because of the iniquity of their life. Well, you see, dear friends, they declared to him that Abraham was their father. And there's no doubt that a few of them had succumbed to the will of God, and Abraham truly was their father. But many in the midst there that day that declared their freedom, in truth, Satan was their father. And Jesus would tell them that the devil was their father. And he was a liar from the beginning, and not only that, he was the father of lies. And they then, like many today, have believed a lie. And have fallen into the wasteland of slavery. You say, well, Brother Lynn, what can I do to bring deliverance. What can I do to make a difference? What can I do to express true liberty in my life? A man in the Bible by the name of Joshua tells us in Joshua chapter 24 and verse number 15, choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose. Freedom comes from our choices. You can leave here today ravaged with sin, a slave to the iniquity that's running rampant in your life, or you can choose today to embrace that gift of joy and peace and goodness that comes from the Lord. When you study John chapter number 8, you will find out that the Jews in that day made their choice. Throughout our land today, churches will conduct services and altar calls will be given and people will make a choice today. To choose freedom or to choose oppression. It's our choice. It's our choice. But what the Lord has given to us today is an opportunity to choose. Don't let us fall under the strange and demonic delusion that we're okay because of who we know and who we are. But let us know without a shadow of doubt that who we belong to and who is Lord of our lives. Then today, dear friend, we can experience freedom. My prayer is today that this Independence Day that we will celebrate will not just be something of the physical sense, but that it will be something of the spiritual sense. That we can know that we have liberty in Jesus Christ, our sovereign, precious Lord, who desires to reign in our hearts today. Let's stand to our feet. I'm going to ask them to come to play an invitational hymn. If you're here today, dear friends, and need a salvation, rededication, whatever the needs you may have,